She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I was deeply saddened to hear the passing of Nelson Mandela. I'm so inspired by him, and I was telling my nine-year-old daughter all about him. And don't get me started that they haven't talked about him in schools, but that's a whole other topic. But what I want to talk about today. Yeah, she didn't know who he was, and my best friend in California was saying that they didn't talk about it at her school, and I thought, what is going on? But anyway, that's a whole other topic. But today we're going to be talking about legacy. What will your legacy be? His legacy is pretty incredible. Joining us again is a wonderful Cornell Thomas. Cornell, jump right in. Talk to us about what that means, about what, how do we make our legacy great? And I don't think it means making tons of money and being famous. So what do you think?
Well, first, I want to say hi, guys. And thanks for having me.
Hello.
On. but I would tell you this. I think legacy is impacting someone else's life besides your own. So I think a lot of us, when we come on this earth, we all leave a footprint. Some, like Nelson Mandela's, are a lot bigger than others, but we all have footprints nonetheless. And my thing is, for me, and you know, when I leave, I want to make sure that my son has footprints big enough that he can follow. So I'm all about impacting others and helping other people, and I think if you help or impact one person, that's part of your legacy. I mean, not all of us are going to be able to influence millions, but I try my best to reach that number.
Well, your personality and energy, I think you will, Cornell.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it's funny. A legacy story that really sticks out for me was 2 years ago. They had this ceremony for my father. He was a police officer in the city of Passaic, and he did all these community events, and he had one called Doing It in the Park, which was something to keep inner-city kids off the streets and away from drugs, and they can come to the park, and it's like a safe haven where they could, you know, they had music, and they had, like, the Sugar Hill Gang and all these, like, old-school, you know,
Sugar Hill Gang, I love
everybody.
Them.
They had everybody, so
got a hip,
my father
hop,
started
hip it to the hop of the...
Yeah, I don't know how to say the words. I just throw like different letters out there and just hope one sticks. Like, I don't know how to actually say. I don't know what they're saying, but everybody sings along with it. But my father
had
you know, all these groups here for these kids, and he passed away when I was four. So he passed away about 34 years ago, and they did this thing 2 years ago. So when I went up there, I had these like 55, 60 year old people that were kids back then that came up to me and were like, you know, I still remember, like, it was yesterday, being here in the park and your father doing toy drives and clothes drives and really keeping us off the street, and I just want to say thank you. And I'm just, like, blown away. I'm like, my dad passed, you know, 34 years ago, and people still remember him like he's here right now. So that, to me, is that hit me in terms of legacy. From that moment forward, I was like, you know what? You know, when I have a son, I want to make sure that, you know, 20, 30 years down the line, that someone will go up to him and say, hey, you know what? Your father helped me out in this way, or, you know, he really impacted my life in this way.
I think that's so great. And I know as a parent, and I don't know if you feel this way too, Lisa, but, you know, as a parent, you want to make sure that you're doing the best for your kids, and you're always trying to, you know, do what you can to make them the best people that they can be. And recently, my daughter had said something to me, and I'm always wondering, what is the legacy? I mean, I know what I do through my work, but what is the legacy that and the impact that I have on my kids? And my daughter recently said something to me that made me feel great, because I was like, wow, maybe, and now that we're talking about this, Cornell, I'm thinking maybe this is my legacy or one of, a part of my legacy. And my daughter was saying that, you know, she's 8 years old and she's going through night terrors and she's, you know, just having some regular kid stuff. And she was saying, well, Mom, you know, what if you're not here? Who's going to encourage me? Who's going to make me feel that I could do whatever it is I want to do? She goes, because you do that for me. And I thought, wow, first of all, I don't think of that on a regular basis, but I thought, you know, how cool is that, that as, you know, my 8-year-old daughter kind of coming back to me and thinking that's what I do or how I inspire her. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I guess I am doing my job, even though sometimes I don't feel like it, but I am doing my job.
No, that's awesome. That's an awesome story. I mean, you're her hero, you know, and I think that if the kids that don't look at their parents as heroes, those are the kids that, like, end up kind of turning into knuckleheads. You know, same thing with my mom. My mom's my hero. I mean, I think she's amazing. And parents take away that fear from kids and they boost them up and give them confidence. And that is part of your legacy. I mean, obviously you reach a lot more than one person through, you know, what all the things that you guys do. But, you know, I think leaving kids, you know, making our kids good people. That's a big part of everybody's legacy. Like, when my son is old enough to understand, you know, what I'm saying to him, he's probably going to get sick of all the life things that I'm going to be teaching him every single day. But hopefully it makes him a better person.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, even little things. I mean, I post a lot of pictures on Facebook of me and my daughter doing different things. And I got this email from this woman who said, oh, I get so inspired seeing how close you and your daughter are. And I wish I was that close with my family. And it's so nice to see a family that's so happy all the time. And I had to say, well, you know, I emailed her. I said, well, we're not happy all the time, but we are very close and we do work together. And just to know, like, I just thought, you know, people just who I haven't seen for a long time want to see how we're doing. But somebody I don't even know was like, I'm so inspired by your family. And
you
can see the love in the photos.
Yeah, well, you never know who you're impacting, and I think that's the great thing about social media, one of the great things. When I first started, you know, people that don't know me sometimes are like, man, you post a lot of tweets in the morning, and it's like 65 people. I'm like, well, because when I miss someone, you know, they always tell me, hey, Cornell, I didn't get your tweet, so I always make sure I do it. It seems like 15 minutes, but I remember when I first started writing my quotes, this lady wrote me out of the blue, and she direct messaged me, and she said, hey, I just want to let you know, a couple months ago, I was going through something really rough, and a couple of your quotes and one of your blogs really changed my mindset on it, and I want to thank you.
That's great.
I mean, she was from, like, you know, England. And I'm like, what? Wow, that's really? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you never know who you're impacting. Like, those pictures that you're posting, now, look, I mean, someone out of the blue just sees that, and just the love that she sees in those pictures, it inspires her. You know, that's a legacy. I mean, that's, you know, you're putting something out there, and it could be something small. Like I said, not all of us are going to move millions. But if you move one person, you know, that person is going to take that and move somebody else with it, hopefully. So that's leaving your footprint.
Yeah, you know what, Cornell, I definitely, you know, I love what you do, and I love what you inspire me. I mean, I know, and for everybody listening, please follow Cornell on Twitter, because he's so positive, and he's such a great person to have on your roster, because every Monday morning, and I know, Lisa, you get them too, we'll get an email or a tweet from Cornell saying, good morning, ladies, have a great week. And it's such a nice, refreshing way to kind of look at things, because I mean, Cornell, I mean, you're such a beautiful person, you're such a beautiful soul, and the legacy that you are leaving behind for everyone that comes into contact with you, I mean, we're all super blessed to have you in our life. And, you know, doing what you do is amazing. So I'm not surprised that you inspired someone in England, because to me, your message is so powerful. It's not, you know, it's reaching the people it needs to reach.
Well, thank you for making me blush at 12:19, exactly my time, Eastern time. I appreciate it. But thank you so much. And, I did this experiment, and it'd be awesome to see if your listeners do that. Do this experiment. I did this experiment a couple years ago, where every day for a week, I just randomly emailed or text messaged someone in my phone that I haven't talked to in a while, and just said, "Have a good day," or "Hey, I miss you. I haven't talked to you in a while," and just random, just I pick out of the blue and be like, "Okay, I'm just gonna contact. I haven't talked to the person for like a year. I'm gonna contact them and say, 'Hey, I hope all is well.'" And it is amazing the feedback you get from it. You know, like, it's amazing. Like, people are like, oh, thanks. I was just thinking about you. Or I wanted to. It's just amazing how the universe works. Like, try it. Just every day, just one person. Facebook them, tweet at them, text them. And just someone that you haven't talked to in a couple of months, and just say, hey, you know what? I was just thinking about you. Just want to say have a great day. And it is, it blows you away, the feedback you get. I've had people on numerous occasions that week say, Cornell, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah, you know what, and I love that, Cornell. And it's so true. Once we put the energy out there, you know, it's so funny how they're like, wait, I was just thinking about you. So, you know, Cornell, thank you, as always, for being on our show. If you want to learn more about Cornell and read his blog, it's powerofpositivity.net. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.